This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris serves on the Judiciary Committee and will participate remotely in the hearings. As far as what to expect in the hearings, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
They can't attack her personally, but they're sure going to go after her strict construction of laws and the Constitution because they don't like that.
President Trump has a full campaign scheduled this week after his recovery from the coronavirus. He'll hit the key swing states of Florida and Pennsylvania today and Tuesday, followed by events in Iowa and North Carolina Wednesday and Thursday. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with two stops today in Ohio and also taking part in a town hall on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, ends today. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn. And something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and keep running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News. Rioters in Portland Sunday night toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. The rampage in a portion of downtown also saw criminals smash windows at Portland State University's police office, the Oregon Historical Society, and a number of other businesses. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
He's still not talking about court packing. Surrogates for former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential campaign aren't giving any answers about expanding the Supreme Court.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has been asked about expanding the Supreme Court several times in recent weeks without giving a definitive answer. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond is the co-chair of the Biden campaign and tells ABC This Week that the question about court packing is really just a distraction.
That's a better question for me. I'm in Congress. It would take legislation from the United States Congress and the United States Senate to do it. But I think that Joe Biden and Senator Harris are very clear that it is a distraction. We should not be talking about a hypothetical court packing once this nominee is confirmed. When we're talking about packing, we're talking about all the judges that he is packing on the court right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hyundai is extending the recall of its Kona electric vehicle over the threat of battery fires. The South Korean automaker extending the recall to cover more than 50,000 vehicles in North America, Europe, China, and other markets. Hyundai, in a statement saying today, it will begin contacting U.S. owners of the compact electric-powered SUVs. Last week, Hyundai announced a recall in South Korea because of possible faulty manufacturing of the Kona EV's high-voltage battery cells, which could pose a fire risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You thought it was going to be easy, right? I tell you, it makes you wonder what happened to critical thinking and common sense as we, to deal with the 21st century America that we're in right now. We're reaping exactly what we have sown. When you abandon solid core principles, issues of morality and the truth, you rewrite how journalism is to be presented to the masses, where you can use anonymous reporting and become more narrative and novelesque in reporting when, the reason for journalism, or particularly the news, is to document history. And dare I say, when we look back, those that inherit the country, whatever will be left of it, if we are not wiser, then they're going to look back and wonder what the heck was going on here. Because we're all over the place in terms of what we really believe in and what's going on. But looking to get this country back on track, we've got to go back to first principles. And first principles in every aspect of our government, our own personal lives. But really, more importantly, it starts in our own personal lives. But before we get into that too far down the road here, I do want to address that today is Columbus Day. And I understand in some places it's Indigenous People Day. And that's what is going on now. Columbus Day, it's interesting, still a federal holiday. So you got to know people that fall under the purview of the federal government. It's not that they're accepting it as, maybe they to themselves are accepting it's Indigenous People's Day. And so, but they will still take the time off and collect their pay because that's what Columbus Day gives us. But meanwhile, people without knowing and understanding, what was it? Why has Columbus Day been around for so long? Why was it so important that we even embraced a federal holiday? But now, all of a sudden, in 2020, the year of vision, because we can see so much clearly now that, Columbus's his statues are being torn down. People really do not understand, the significance of Christopher Columbus. What his heart was all about, what his conscience was all about. Why? What did he sense as his own mission? A little bit later on, we're going to have Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller with us. And Phil does a deeper dive on the Christopher Columbus, prophecy chronicles. I mean, when you understand what Christopher Columbus was all about, which they don't teach you. Of course, see, this is part of the problem. They've been rewriting history for a long time, and we've been extricating, God out of the whole relationship. And any of these early inventors or discoverers and explorers and that sort of thing would often comment that they gave God the credit, that in and of themselves, but for the hand of God leading them, they would not have been there. And Christopher Columbus is just one of the many. But when you get in history, because, we've got this brilliant idea of separation of church and state, we compromise our history because, you know, you just can't mention, you can't mention God. And so now here we are at a point in our history today, and what we're living it out, living out, is we've turned our back on God. And then we wonder, okay, well, where's our help going to come from if it doesn't come from God? Oh, yes, we know where it's going to come from. Joe Biden, yes, yeah, hear the trumpets, you know, wielding. Joe Biden, big government is going to take care of us like they've done so well, right? I mean, here they are. It's kind of comical, really, when you think about it. You know, they're fighting for, you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, which was an absolute disaster from day one. It was what happens when you have one party in control. Remember, Barack Obama said, hey, you know, shut up. Elections have consequences. You lost, we won. So we're taking the ball and we're running with it and shoving it down everybody's throat. And kind of amazing, I was thinking about this last night, is that here we had a chance. I mean, Republicans, if you remember, Republicans were not even at the table. They weren't even allowed in the room, you know, to talk about the Affordable Care Act, which I think contributed to it becoming a disaster, because this was something so massive, a sixth of our economy, and it's all controlled by the Democratic Party. And right now we're going into election, and there are some voters, some people think that the Democratic Party is the answer. They absolutely messed up our health care system. I mean, they took a stat. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, Nancy Pelosi saying, oh, you got to, you know, pass it to find out what's in it. It's kind of like what Joe Biden is. You want to know what kind of president I am? Well, you got to elect me president, and then you'll find out. Really? I mean, we couldn't tell what you've done and didn't do as a senator or even as a vice president. You know, the mistakes you made, even your own people said you. I mean, it's kind of ironic, right? Barack Obama appoints him as vice president because he had all these this foreign policy chops, and he knew it, right? And the guy was a disaster every step of the way. I mean, talk about the Peter principle. But, you know, this is the narrative, and this is what the mainstream media does to us. It gives us this false premise. And they want us to believe that Joe Biden knows so much about foreign policy. I mean, look at how messed up our foreign policy was under Obama Biden. I mean, we're sending pallets of money, dark and night, unmarked bills to Iran. I mean, what is it? We're dealing with the mafia, you know, the Iranian version of mafia now. And doing all these payouts at dark of night and, you know, trying to keep it from the people and time and again. But going back to Obamacare, a big mess. I mean, they said, oh, we got to protect those 30 million people right there. That little donut of 30 million people don't have insurance. So then what do? You take insurance away from what, 150, 160 million people. You mess it all up. And then you, on top of it, too, they go, remember, we were going to save like $2,000. You know, right off the bat, we're going to save $2,000. No. Actually, as it turned out, we ended up having to pay $2,000-$3,000 more. Thank you very much. I mean, this whole Obamacare thing was a jack-in-the-box. You know, pop goes the weasel. And yes, Nancy Pelosi, we did pass it. We found out what's in it. It's a mess. Okay, so here Republicans are not allowed to be in the room to discuss it. They wanted nothing to do with it. This was all going to be done by the Democrats. And so Obamacare was right on their shoulders, okay, at their feet. It was all over. They did it. Remember, and remember Joe Biden, oh, this is a big effing deal, he tells President Barack Obama at the signing. So no Republicans allowed. So here we are, you know, fast forward, what, 7, 8 years, and we're at a point where we want to, you know, rework the idea of a national health care program. There were some things in Obamacare, pre-existing conditions, your children being on your health program until they're 26, all that good stuff. I think those things would probably still stay, and I think that was the Republicans' intent. Well, here it comes down to one Republican, one Senate Republican final vote. The same Republican senator that wasn't even allowed in the room to begin with. And because of his dislike of Donald Trump, that's really what this comes down to. Because of his dislike of Donald Trump, he cannot do what's right for the American people at large. Everybody knew Obamacare was the best. Everybody has known that it needs to be reformed. And the Democrats had a chance, but they didn't even, they've made no attempt on this. And now all they're trying to do here is hope upon hope, Joe Biden somehow gets elected president of the United States and Obamacare is revived, when they know that there needs to be some significant changes, if in fact it's going to be viable and really do what they intended. I mean, this idea of Affordable Care Act, there's so many other things we can do, but we'll continue to talk
Silver
about it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Columbus. Columbus Day all over America. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And, of course, for some of the states, Indigenous Peoples Day. We're going to talk, as I mentioned, with Phil Hotzenpiller a little bit later on the next hour about, about the prophecies of Christopher Columbus and why he was so significant. I mean, you know, think about it. For so many years, we celebrated this day. Our government officials thought, boy, he was worth honor. And now all of a sudden, because we know so much more, because we're so woke, that we get rid of, his statue, we get rid of, you know, everything that Columbus represented. And do we do this at the risk of selling out and reducing the significance of our own history? This is what this is about. I mean, you know, whenever, you know, countries are going down the path that America, sadly, and that many of us are concerned about, is that we abandon our history. And so in abandoning the history, the new power that comes in gets control of the history, and they control the present narrative, they control the past, and they will do everything they can to control the future. So there's nothing new here under the sun. This is the trajectory, this is what's happening, and this is why it's so dangerous that our mainstream media is, I believe, misserving us. I mean, there's some quality people in journalism and in the media, no doubt. And it sounds like a broad brush deal, but look at what we're getting. You know, when you get the information where 95% of what's reported on President Trump, for example, is negative, purposely negative, you know, reported in the newspaper and in broadcasting and cable channels and that sort of thing. I mean, 95%. I mean, common sense tells you that, you know, we're getting worked here, right? I mean, this is all, it's propaganda. I mean, this is what it comes down to. But you have to be discerning enough to understand what is going on. But because of the hatred of Donald Trump and anything that represents Donald Trump, I mean, Donald Trump is sick. He's in the hospital. Many Americans, millions of people across the country are praying, you know, for his fast healing. And, of course, just like when he mentioned hydroxychloroquine, right? Nobody talks about hydroxychloroquine anymore except our good friend Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can go to CorsiNation.com, by the way. I've been getting some emails, people saying, how do I get my hands on hydroxychloroquine? That's where you go. Go CorsiNation.com. The information is right there. But ever since President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, now there are many doctors, I will say hundreds, if not thousands of doctors, who've had positive experience with hydroxychloroquine. And, boy, the institutions came around that really quick because, and I think part of it is, it's the old axiom, you follow the money. Well, hydroxychloroquine, you can get a dosage of what you need in that, you know, if you have COVID. Now, this isn't all 100%, but there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. I mean, I think early on there was a gentleman here in South Florida, and he was all but gone. I mean, he told his family, well, you know, hey, it's been real, and I love you, and goodbye. And the doctors came to him and said, hey, we have this drug. It's been around for a long time. It's hydroxychloroquine. We got an idea here. Are you willing to take a chance? He goes, hey, I'm out the door. I got one foot out. I'm dying here. Yeah, sure, let's try it. And in a matter of days, he's sitting up. And this guy goes from, you know, death to life in a matter of days. It was amazing. And so President Trump reports on this, and along with some other reports, I think at that time it was 300 doctors, some anecdotal reporting on it, and it seemed like it was very positive. And because it's President Trump, you know, because they hate him, you know, that, well, what an idiot, you know, he's talking about this deal. And I mean, as we've been trying to scramble to figure out what to do with dealing with this, I mean, we're at war, and this is what I keep trying to remind you, is that people need to understand we're at war with this virus. We didn't do this. I mean, President Trump didn't, you know, open up the jar and release COVID-19. This was done by the communist Chinese government, clearly. And we heard recently from a scientist from China who escaped with her life, and now they're threatening her mother because her mother is still in China. And that's the way they work. Okay, can't get a hold of you, but we're going to get a hold of those that are of interest to you, and doing everything they can to get her back, because they want this woman dead. They don't want her going around, I mean, as she did on Tucker Carlson, and said, and Tucker Carlson all but fell off the chair, said this was purposeful, this was man-made. I mean, all, you know, the scientific footprint of this demonstrates that it is man-made. And, you know, whether or not you want to believe it was an accident, regardless, it did get out. And the Chinese did little to help us out. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the WHO, which Facebook gives all honor and glory to now, that has to go through the scrutiny of, you know, WHO when you say something. If not, boom, you're canceled. You know, this is, I'll tell you, we're learning so much, you know, in terms of this year of clear vision, you know, who our friends and who our enemies are. And we've got to do something about big tech controlling the narrative. They're doing everything they can. You remember in 2016, after President Trump was elected, the CEO of Google said this will never happen again. I guess the report was he was all but tears over the fact that Donald Trump had been elected president. And what's happened, ladies and gentlemen, is these nefarious forces, and I say they're nefarious because they have nothing to do with the Constitution. It's all about personal power, as Lindsey Graham said. And that's clear. And so what do they do? You know, they're saying, hey, this is never going to happen again. So it's been an all-out war against truth and their way of life. They want control. And so they're full force letting it all go. They've got all this money. All these ideas are coming into play. I mean, here it is. We went through this big illusion, spent over $30 million of the people's money to chase down the Russian windmills of conspiracy, like Don Quixote. And what did we find out? Bupkis, $30 million, all these attorneys, everything involved, what it did, the brain damage that it did on the American people, to lose confidence in our electoral system, to lose confidence in the President of the United States. I mean, from day one, okay, we're going to teach you not to ever make that mistake again. How dare you choose somebody other than who we said that you should choose? You know, Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the one. You imagine, if Hillary Clinton was president today, we know nothing. I mean, this whole Ukraine scandal, the Biden family, how they've been self-aggratiating themselves, the amount of money. Like, all of a sudden, you think he's going to come in and be a legit president? That they're not going to open up their carpet? I mean, these guys are modern-day carpetbaggers, okay? And they're going to open up those carpet bags. They're going to open up the treasury of the United States, and they're just going to take as much as they can. And that should not be any surprise because that's what they've done. I mean, this Beau Biden deal, I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, Hunter Biden, forgive me. Hunter Biden and what he's done. I mean, he's caught red-handed. He's even admitted certain things that his father said, no, that didn't happen. But the media just kind of gives it a pass. They don't want to report on it. And so what's going to happen is that if for whatever reason, I say really it's in God's hands, because God tells us that he's the one that chooses the leaders of a country. And if it's God's will that Joe Biden become president of the United States, heaven help us. Because, you know, for the percentage of people that are supporting Joe Biden, boy, I'll tell you, in light of all these socialistic pressures that are coming upon the people, you know, again, what is the truth? What do we know as far as facts are concerned? And, of course, all the mail-in voting, all the ballot harvesting, the cheating and fudging that's already taking place. What can we count on, you know, at the end of the day? But look it. I feel like if God wants Joe Biden, if Joe Biden is supposed to be America's president, he will end up being America's president. But let me tell you, new Gallup polling is indicating that people haven't all drank the grape juice here. The numbers for Donald Trump in terms of the big question, the prevailing question, right? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are you ready for this? 56% responded that they are better off today than they were 4 years ago. That's higher than when George W. Bush got reelected. Barack Obama, he was only at 45%. H.W., when he lost, he was at 38%. Ronald Reagan, reelected in a landslide, was at 44%. Donald Trump is at 56%. So what does that tell you? Stay with us. We've got more.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris serves on the Judiciary Committee and will participate remotely in the hearings. As far as what to expect in the hearings, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
They can't attack her personally, but they're sure going to go after her strict construction of laws and the Constitution because they don't like that.
President Trump has a full campaign scheduled this week after his recovery from the coronavirus. He'll hit the key swing states of Florida and Pennsylvania today and Tuesday, followed by events in Iowa and North Carolina Wednesday and Thursday. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with two stops today in Ohio and also taking part in a town hall on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's right there in the Constitution. Yes, turn it up. Be loud and proud, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Andrew Puster is going to be joining in just a few moments. He is the chief executive officer of CK Restaurants and a Trump nominee for the U.S. Labor Secretary, currently a senior fellow at the Pepperdine University School of Public Policy. Andrew, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hi, I'm great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's talk about this recent Gallup survey. This is a bit of a surprise, a positive surprise. You know, I just drove from California to Florida. I went through 12 states, Andrew, and I did not see. I shouldn't say I didn't see. I only saw two Biden-Harris bumper stickers in 12 states and traveling, a plethora of Donald Trump by comparison. In California, many, many more banners to repeal or to recall Governor Newsom, but that's another story. The idea, though, is that, America remains bullish, though we get, these polls, we get all these reports from the mainstream media that our country is, held in a handbasket. Yes, we're fighting a war with this pandemic right now and a lot of negative reporting. But Gallup did something that was quite interesting. They asked that old question that's been asked in the recent years. And that is, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Well, the respondents under, Donald Trump, the current electorate, 56%. That's higher than any of the other previous presidents running for re-election have got. Even Barack Obama was like at 45%. And of course, we know what happened with Ronald Reagan, I think, was at 48%. He won by a landslide. So this information from Gallup showing 56% of Americans saying they're better off today than they were 4 years ago, that might be one of those uh-ohs that are going to echo into the in the war room of the Democratic Party's presidential campaign. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And I just drove from Nashville, Tennessee, up to Traverse City in northern Michigan. And, boy, you sure do see a lot of Trump signs, and you sure do not see a lot of Biden signs. And in fact, there was it was on Twitter this morning. I retweeted it if anybody wants to see it. But it was a reporter in Arizona who was standing outside of where there was supposed to be a Kamala Harris, Joe Biden rally. And the only people that showed up were people on Biden and Harris staff and reporters. And the reporters out there just stunned that in Arizona, you know, this swing state, nobody showed up. Nobody showed up for the rally. The enthusiasm for Joe Biden is extremely low. They really need the youth vote, and on college campuses, voter registration is very low. It's like astoundingly low. There are a lot of good signs out there. You're not going to get a lot of good signs out of the polls. There is one group that does good polling. It's called Trafalgar. You can get it online. Just go to Trafalgar, put it in, and it'll come up. But they were the best on state polling in 2016 and 2018. And they have either in the swing states that matter, they either have a very, very close race, or at worst, and they have a tough ahead in many of these swing states, including Ohio and Florida. So signs are good. There are signs that are good out there, not the traditional polling, but just about everything else.
Well, Andy, let's revisit for just a moment, because I think that a lot of hoopla was made over the bit of the chaos in the first debate with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Maybe it just took a little bit longer for it to impact people. But I think people were able to draw from that. Maybe there was some initial emotional reaction because of the interruptions and then the breakdown. Of course, Fox was real quick to come back and talk about how many times by numbers President Trump had interrupted Biden. But what they didn't break down was how often Chris Wallace had interrupted the president. And when you add those numbers with the numbers of interruptions from Joe Biden, oh, by the way, he was the first one to interrupt, just in case, just for the record. But when you add up the numbers, interestingly, that they almost came out the same in terms of interruptions. It was you had President Trump on his own on one side, but on the other side, you had Biden and Wallace as a cabal working together.
Well, it is interesting. I mean, it was a two-on-one debate, and the president picked up on it very quickly. I think his position at the debate, you know, really almost disdainful of the way that it had been set up. Who could blame him? And if you look at what's happened with respect to the commission that sets up the debate in the time since then, even former Republican senator and presidential nominee Bob Dole came out and said, look, people on this commission, the Republicans are friends of mine, and well, none of them support Donald Trump.
Right.
That we had, and I think that really brought home for people what the president was doing and why he had that attitude during the debate. Look, you know, a lot of this is aimed at trying to convince people that Donald Trump's not a good person, that he doesn't deserve to be president, he's not presidential, he's a bad guy. And I want to tell you what anybody who knows the president will tell you. Donald Trump is a very, very good person. He's a very decent human being. He's the kind of person who sent his plane across the country to pick up sick kids. He's the kind of person who, when people stopped to help him when his car broke down, he ended up paying their mortgage off the next day. If you want to see Donald Trump, watch when he's, and without the media filter, without the media telling you, here's who he is, here's what he believes, here's what he said, here's what he meant. Watch when he's informed. There's a video of him being told that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. Mm-hmm. And you can see his reaction is of an honorable and decent man. He's talking about a political opponent who was not very nice to him. He was still very conciliatory, acted very appropriately under the circumstances. And people who know Donald Trump will tell you, that's the Donald Trump I know. That's the man I know. He is a good man, and it is okay to vote for Donald Trump because he's a good man, and he's been tremendously successful for you. And I think they want to kill the only attack. They can't attack his record. His record on the economy, foreign policy, been spectacular. They have to attack the man. They have to distort what he says. They have to lie about him. And to the extent that's getting through to people, and I hope there are people on the phone listening to the radio show that is getting through to, because I want to tell you, that's not who he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this has been part of the problem that George W. Bush had, was he was defined by the media. Donald Trump will not allow the media to define him. And when you have a Twitter universe of, 75, 80 million people, I mean, he's got more people that he tweets to every day than the mainstream media, newspapers, even broadcast institutions can't even carry a satchel for.
Well, and they hate that. I mean, his approach to reaching the American people isn't a press conference like former presidents would hold, which very few people watched and the media would then interpret. It wasn't a press release that people generally didn't read. They read what the media said about the press release. He wants to talk to 50 million Americans at 2 in the morning. He talks directly to them. He goes on Twitter, and it goes right out to them, and he skips right over the heads of the media, and they hate it.
Yes.
Even though he's a president who speaks to them more often than virtually any president in my 70 years. I've been alive 70 years. I've never seen a president that spoke to the press this much. But even though he's tried to fill them in and tried to keep them involved, they still attack him mercilessly. And so he just avoids him. He goes right to the American people, and I'm very glad to see him do that.
Well, and that's what he said day one. He said we were putting the hands of the government, we were putting the power of the government back in the hands of where it belonged, according to the Constitution, in the hands of we the people, and that's what he's done. Speaking of tweets, Liz Peek, a friend of the show, she's a contributor to Fox News, tweeted out this morning, Andy, Trump has brought home hostages, revamped trade deals, rebuilt military, stopped illegals crossing our border, boosted school choice, stood up to China, created 7 million new jobs, put 300 conservative judges on a federal bench, lowered drug prices, cut taxes, and more. As you said to your point, the list is long of promises made and promises kept by this administration. And he's had to do this with all the resistance. It's almost like, I had to laugh a bit because during the AG Barr hearings, the Democrats kept wanting to reclaim their time, right? And I'm thinking, yeah, on behalf of 63 million people that voted for the president, that maybe he should reclaim his time for the waste that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have leveled upon this president, the administration, and we the people of America.
Well, I'll tell you, Liz Peek is great. I love Liz. She's very articulate, and all the things she listed are absolutely correct. But you need to know, in addition to being a great president, he's also a very good, decent man, and it's okay to vote for Donald Trump.
And I'm glad you brought that out. Andy Puzder is with us, and we're going to talk business on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and just like that, we continue to have a great time. We bring on great guests for you, like Andy Punter. It's such an honor to have him with us. Andy was former chief executive officer of CK Restaurants. I knew it as Carl's Jr. in Southern California when I was based there. Trump nominee for U.S. Labor Secretary, currently a senior fellow at the Pepperdine University School of Public Policy. Andy, before we get into other things about business, I want you address something here. I think it was yesterday with a tweet you sent out. You said, Dems want COVID science. Look at the great Barrington Declaration written by three virus experts and signed by over 6,600 medical scientists, 14,000 practitioners to date. Lockdowns cause more harm than good.
Yes, and the World Health Organization agrees as well. In fact, there was, and again, I tweeted this out this morning too, but there was a comment, an interview by Dr. David Nabarro, who's the World Health Organization special envoy on COVID-19. And his comments were that the World Health Organization does not advocate lockdowns as the primary means to control the virus because they have consequences that he says, quote, you can never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer. Mm-hmm. So what happened in Sweden, what they did in Sweden, and what President Trump has been recommending, which is not to lock down the economy with respect to younger people, to only lock it down to quarantine or protect people that are 70 years old and older or that have medical infirmities. We need to protect them pending getting a vaccine. But the rest of the country should get back to normal. And I've written a pamphlet for Encounter Books called It's Time to Let America Work Again,
yes,
which makes exactly that point. And it's and I say it's a pamphlet. It's 50 pages. I hope people take a look. It's not an overwhelming book, and you can get it on Amazon if you put in my last name. But it's time to get people back working again. They did this in Sweden, and Sweden has basically conquered this disease. Survivability rates, if you're under 70 years old, are 99.5% or better. For the youngest Americans under 20, it's 99.997%. So the survivability rates are very high, and to have the economy locked down in this way is only political. And I say you can see it's political because the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates, so the best unemployment rates, 9 of them have Republican governors. 1 has a Democrat governor. It's Montana, which is basically a conservative state. Mm-hmm. Of the 10 states with the worst unemployment rates, because they've continued these lockdowns, 9 out of 10 are Democrats, and the only one that is a Republican is the governor of Massachusetts, which is, again, is a very liberal state. Mm-hmm. So you really see the politics in it. This isn't about the medicine anymore. The medicine says don't do the lockdowns, end the lockdowns. What this is about is the politics, and hopefully it'll end after the election. But, you know, we do have a guy running for president who said, I'd lock it down again.
Exactly.
And, you know, create more government dependence and more reliance and more debt. And the country's on the verge of a disaster in this election, and electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is the best way to create that disaster.
Well, if people regret so much not electing Hillary Clinton and they want a do-over, I mean, I only imagine what America would look like if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president. All these things, the Russian collusion, the quid pro quo of the Biden family, the Clinton Foundation, all this stuff would have been swept under the rug. We'd have been further down the road to a Green New Deal. Taxes would be running amok, and businesses would still be working offshore. They would not have come back. Like the way that Donald Trump has been able to bring business back to America.
Well, and if we elect Joe Biden, all of this wrongdoing that occurred, really this, and the president is not exaggerating when he talks about the extent of the conspiracy here, the criminal conduct, mm-hmm. the abuse of the system, the abuse of our law enforcement agencies. All of that's going to get covered up if you elect Biden. It's all going to go away. Nobody's ever going to hear about it again. Maybe some historian will cover it sometime in the future. And all of the policies that created the stagnation and the lack of growth and the inability of people to find jobs and stagnant wages from the Obama era will come back like on steroids. I mean,
exactly.
Joe Biden's economic policies are Obama's on steroids. It's just so bad for the country.
Yeah, and I think he has a lot of nerve to try to, you know, couch it like a Trojan horse in some of the verbiage of Donald Trump. Even Mike Pence at the vice president debate had to make reference of Biden's ability and his not only ability, but his proclivity to lean to plagiarism.
So if you really want to know what Biden's policies are, just go to his website. Every policy, every one, involves increased government spending and increased government involvement in your life.
Exactly.
There isn't a single policy like cutting taxes or slashing regulations or focusing on domestic energy or renegotiating bad trade agreements, the kind of things Donald Trump did to incentivize American businesses to hire, to drive that 20 months of 3% plus job growth, to bring people back into the labor force. None of that's there. Every Biden policy is spend your money. Spend taxpayers' money. Expand the size of government. Expand government's influence in your life. Make you more dependent on government. That's Joe Biden. And it's
exactly
right there on his website. You just have to look.
Well, Andy, in your book, Getting America Back to Work, and as you said earlier, you know, all people have to go back is not that far in history. It was, between, 4 years ago, under the Obama-Biden regime, people were miserable because they were relying so much on the government. I just can't even imagine that that's what they want to go back to. I believe this is why people of color, just across the board, you know, people that didn't have jobs during Obama-Biden who have jobs now, and we know, psychologically speaking, on so many levels, you and I have grown up and experienced this 7 decades worth, to realize that we're happier when we're working. And when Donald Trump took the boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of American workers, look what happened. I mean, they busted the gate down, went back to work. GDP was skyrocketing, lowest unemployment we've had almost ever in our history. I mean, it was amazing what happened. But the idea, I mean, the happiness quotient of Americans across the board was much higher because they were working.
But I'll tell you what, a government check is never a substitute for the dignity and self-satisfaction of a job and a paycheck. And I think if you liked If you thought that the shutdown, that the lockdowns, this coronavirus lockdown, if you thought the last 6 months were a good thing and you were enjoying yourself, you're going to love the, if there's a Biden presidency, you would love the Biden presidency because it's going to make the lockdown look like a holiday. I mean, this guy will be worse for the economy than the coronavirus. If you look, when Obama left office, we had 1.9 million more job openings than people unemployed. We hadn't had 3% wage growth in about 8 years, and people were dropping out of the labor force like flies because they couldn't find jobs. There were, and they, even if they found them, they weren't good-paying jobs. Under President Trump, by March of 2018, job openings exceeded people unemployed for the first time since the government's been tracking the data. For the next 24 months, it remained more job openings than people unemployed. 17 months of those months, there were 1 million more job openings than people unemployed. Wages went up for 20 consecutive months prior to the pandemic, and people began flat-flocking back into the labor force. We saw labor participation go up. So he reversed all of Obama's policies. He cut the taxes that Obama and Biden increased. He slashed the regulations they enacted. He focused on domestic energy that they discouraged, and he redid the trade agreements that they supported to make them better for American workers. Now, if you want more of that, you need to vote. You need to vote for Donald Trump in November, and not not the reemergence on steroids of these disastrous Obama big government policies.
Exactly. Well, just for energy alone, I mean, for the first time, Andy, we're energy independent. I mean, think about that. We're not relying on these Middle East countries that don't care much for us and have, you know, caused, you know, the price of gas to go up. I mean, here we're at all-time lows. I mean, we're around $2.50 per gallon on average across the country, except in crazy California because they they just can't help themselves. They got to add tax to it.
They're insane.
but by and large, though, I mean, under Biden-Harris, I mean, we'd be looking at $4, $5, $6 a gallon. Because of this, we're going to not frack. Oh, we are going to frack. Well, that's not exactly what we said. We're not going to pack the court. Maybe we won't answer that question. I mean, come on. Give me a break. If you want to know, you and I grew up with this axiom. If you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. There isn't any indication whatsoever that the Democrats could comprehend, and Donald Trump is correct in this level, they can't even comprehend what Donald Trump was able to do. I mean, Obama and Biden probably have Zoom meetings talking about where did he get that magic stick to, you know, the GDP was supposed to be at 1.8 and he was hitting almost 3%. Where did that magic stick come from, right?
Exactly. And all it took was a president with the courage to stand up to China, to stand up to our enemies and say, look, we're not going to take it anymore. And either you deal with us, you deal with us fairly, or we're out. And being the world's largest customer and consumer, people stood up and paid attention.
Exactly. Well, and look at the example that it had across the country. Joe Biden says that we've alienated our allies. In fact, we've invigorated them. Look at NATO, case in point, and these other countries that are now standing up and saying, okay, look at, you know, being interested in our own country, that's a good thing, right?
And we're on the verge of peace in the Middle East. I mean, literally on the verge of peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think it was a story that appears on, you know, Section B of the New York Times. They're afraid to talk about it. If Obama, Biden did this, if any Democrat president did this, they'd be carving the image on their own.
We got to leave it right there. Andy Puzder has been our guest. Andy, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.